call me offline there or whatever. If you don't do anything for 5 minutes or so, then you're timed out, you know. Then they disconnect you, so let me go finish my order before they time me out there. I'll be listening here, W2PRJ.
W2PRJ, KD2JJ. Are you affiliated with Paranormal?
No, what?
Are you affiliated with the Bergen County Amateur Radio Association?
Oh, they gave me a membership card when I first got my extra class ticket, but I think that's expired, that membership, and I haven't really renewed it. I haven't been over there to renew it, so other than that, I just talk to the guys. I don't get over to their kit nights and stuff like that there. I'm kind of hard for me to get out of the house. So, I wish I could be active in their club, but, I have a problem with me being able to get out of the house there, so, disabled, if you want to put it in those terms. So it's kind of hard for me to participate there in a lot of their functions. W2PRJ.
Well, you're in luck. I'm an EMT. I'll bring the ambulance over and pick you up if you want. We'll go to a kid night together.
An oxygen 24 and 7, that's my problem there, so. Yeah, an EMT, that would work. Yeah, okay.
Heck, if you're offering rides, I'll take one too.
And your call sign is? I'm sorry.
Not very memorable, Chris. Swear to God, if I hear Sergey, call me Chris one time, I'm literally going to lose it. Hear him do it one time. Ed2DXT is the call sign. Name is Sean, once again.
Yeah, that's awkward, I'm sorry. K2JJ. You guys, know how to access the echo link for here? Who do I need to contact for this?
There, I'm going to throw one more comment. That's going through your call.
Yeah, well, if you guys step on each other, go ahead, let's over here.
Take it.
If you're a member, or if the firehouse is a member, then you can go in through that call. You have to be a member to be able to use the echo link.
All I know is I'm a member of Para, through taking my exam. I don't know if that counts or not.
Well, sign on the echo link, put your call in, turn that whole system up, and see if you can get in.
Yeah, I've tried. Always says access denied, unfortunately.
Oh, then you gotta send him money. Gotta rejoin.
Boy, Barrow membership hasn't expired yet, so maybe I should email someone.
Okay, yeah, they gave me the same membership card they gave you, probably. And I think it expired the end of the year, which was last year, so, yeah, I haven't renewed it, so, yeah, they gave me the same one they gave you. There's a little green card there. W2PRJ.
Yeah, I have that little green card, so I'll try and contact someone. So, I've always wondered, sometimes when I'm in a bad area, I like to use echo link so I can hear how my radio sounds or not.
Got off the tube mic, I put the hand mic back on, so now I can switch and stretch it over to the computer there. Okay, now I can talk and type W2PRJ.
Yeah, it'd be great if you got a foot pedal, W2PRJ, and use that to key up. That'd be pretty awesome.
Amen.
Well, a couple people that do have foot pedals for their key up there.
Yeah, I know some dispatch centers that use that, and the dispatcher will wear a headset, and then they'll have a foot pedal, so they can use a computer while they're talking and chatting.
Here on the repeater. Getting in. You just see you getting in. And 2DXT.
Yes, Sean, you're still in.
If I have my facts straight, and I'm pretty sure I'm right on this one, I feel like the Barra membership actually gives you the access, the ability of EchoLink from a membership standpoint, even though there's an affiliation of some sort. It really just the Chestnut Ridge group, operators of this, and it's that the joint with the insurance, you got to join that individual group correctly. And I actually might have some of the contact information because I remember about a year ago, I sent in it, and I had an email address and stuff, so I might be able to dig it up here on my Gmail account and email our name for you, whatever, or an email or something. One gentleman who had sent me actually an invoice in the mail, I just sent out and checked and sent it back in, so I can look up the information. I'm pretty sure I have it in my archive here.
Yeah, I got to look online. I think it's like a $35 fee to join the Chestnut Ridge AJ.
Yeah, I think it was 25 when I did, but it could be up a little bit now. And I think I did it, actually, I don't think I did it for 015. I should probably do it again. I think I did it very late 014, given that they've gone through some technical upgrades and some investments. It's actually not a bad time to actually join. I'm sure the funds will help, you know, any funds would help with this launch, and some of the, I'm sure, recent investments have gone into this. Probably a good thing. I should just check. I think, I should probably do it this year now that I'm thinking about it. I think I always think of these things like toward the holidays, at the end of the year, you think about everything you didn't do. Now that I'm getting to the holidays, that's probably one of the things. I tend to catch up and finish everything up at the end of the year. Any club memberships that I may belong to or donations that I do. Like, oh, I didn't do that this year, so let me get to it. It's like the old fourth quarter of the year mentality. So probably one of the things I should do is actually re-up my entry for the year. Peter is very useful, and it has helped me in a lot of situations at a mobile. All right, back to anybody at 2DXT.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make a Gmail with my call sign in front of it. K2IJ.
Sounds good. Sergey?
Go ahead.
I have the information. If Sean doesn't have it readily available, if you're ready to copy.
Go ahead.
All right, it's going to be all one word. Chestnut Ridge Radio Club at hotmail.com.
KD2JJ. Yeah, I didn't even know people still use hotmail.com these days.
Well, people bust my chops for using AOL.
I have an aim.com email, but I'm currently kind of transferring all my accounts over to Gmail slowly as I'm making a new account on a website. Like, I made an account on QRZ. I start using my Gmail. It's just coming to my phone quicker than AIM.
Because everybody just interacts on Facebook.
Yeah, I remember when I was little, I was using AIM in Messenger, and that was the cool way to communicate with everyone. And there were, like, chat robots you could talk to and et cetera that could help out, you know, with your homework and do math problems for you and stuff like that. It's pretty cool, actually. But obviously, all those systems are down now. There's no one uses it anymore. It's not worth people keeping the robots in service.
I don't know. I mean, you probably have a friend request on Facebook.
That friend request you from? Chris, do you have a Facebook?
Yes.
Then you were gonna add me?
No, I'm just saying, you know, that a lot of people are on Facebook these days.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my dad to get one, but he doesn't want one. My aunt just got one, and she never thought that she would enjoy it, but
basically replacing email, slowly but surely.
Oh, yeah, you know, people put pictures of them sitting there eating pirate booty, cheddar cheese, popcorn, you know.
Definitely helps bring down the overall IQ of the public. It is replacing email. When a message or an attachment, a form versus going. Now, Google, obviously, with all the kinds of, you know, stuff, email being part of it, becomes well-intuited, you know, not so much just an email. Right. Anything like Hotmail at that point, the social media channel is just totally knocking it out of the box. And then, I mean, it doesn't have it. Stupid social media platforms so much, you just wind up using the social media platform, and just enough, people will get it. Your pictures, your photos, your files. You don't need
it. Yeah, I've had jobs before where they actually require you to have a Facebook and start a Facebook group and then contact all their employees. Okay,
it's a little bit weird. You know, platform is tends to be a little more for personal stuff. So many other services out there by which they can do that, you know, Slack, you know, other kinds of stuff like that, you know, where you can have these intercompany communication groups and talk rooms and stuff like that, share files, have, you know, forums, you know, information share. It's strange to use Facebook. Wow, that's the first time I've heard that from a company communication tool. I mean, I know it's password protected too, but still, out there. It's changing. It's all changing, these things. Some new technology will blow the other one out, but, you know, the ones that are using a lot of these major platforms, social media networks, very community-driven, very dynamic, very, very different, far more robust than the messenger service. But it's been taking the page from the playbook of that. The technology is moving fast. It's amazing. You know, pretty soon we'll see where we are in 10 years from now, but it's amazing how it's moving.
Just doing our ham radios will be tied up to our Facebook account. Is anyone here on the air associated with any racing clubs?
DC2ASA, I'll break in.
Go ahead.
I live in Rockland, but I'm a member of Orange County Racies up in New York.
The reason why I ask is I just, the other ham radio operators just started a Racies club. I was wondering if you have any advice for it. K82JNJ is the call sign for the club, ANJ.
Very good. The advice I'd have is get a good in with the county and see if they can get your resources. Our leadership's been very successful with that. We even got a county radio officer to get his ham license. He comes to our meetings, understands what we do, and they ask us for help even on little things, you know, drills and whatnot. And we've been getting power antennas up on county towers, which is really helpful.
Actually, speaking of which, our county is actually really helpful towards us because we're going to, what's it called? County's donating us ham radios, all the coax antennas and everything, and then we're actually going to set it up at our local department so we're our antennas on top of their antenna tower, which is give us great distance and coverage. G2JJ.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we got the repeater that we had at our EOC. They got us on top of the tower for that, which is great. It got a lot better coverage of the county. And there are a bunch more tower sites the county is getting, so we'll be able to work out our link system. So, and they see how it's helpful. They just did the Newburgh Air Show recently, and they asked us to come in and do communication support. And so they see how valuable we are, so having that connection is really worthwhile. Which county are you in?
I'm in Bergen County. The club is in Allendale, New Jersey. Bergen County, KD2JNJ.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm not far from there. I'm up in Sulzburg, so I'm not too far away. KC2ASA, I'll let you get back to the Q7.
KD2JNJ will be listening.
KB2NO,
thank you for that information.
I think I wrote down. What was the call sign of the races group?
My personal call sign is KD2JIJ, KD2JIJ, and the call cut. Club call sign is 82JNJ, Beverly Juliet.
Okay, Roger. I put yours in the fight to the racy stuff, but thanks. Casey, do anything.
ZN2DXT, W2PRJ.
Hey, go ahead there, Pete.
I just took a look over at the TV in the other room there. It's 22-7, New England over Miami there.
Yeah, no shocker there. I said either way, it's okay. They wind up beating Miami. It kind of puts Miami a little lower behind us, so that helps us too. So that's okay.
Okay, yeah, it's third quarter there. I can't see how far into it, but yeah, it's halftime ended a little while ago there, so third quarter. Okay, we're back to the shop right there.
KB2 in LA. Sergey, if you look up on my QRZ page, you can get my email.
KB2 in LA, do me
respond with the one that I use all the time.
Up and, you know, slowly but surely I will
think are its quirks.
Throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, which I'm sure are.
Throw it in the garbage.
But I did hear you. I did hear you on both frequencies, but like I said, I do have a slightly high noise level tonight.
Throw it in the garbage.
Yep. I understand that other frequency is a really nice group in the W1AEX, K2YN, out here in Park. I think it was in Park. And some others, so good guys. And real sharp, technically.
Alright, they run that in the morning?
No, on the weekends you might hear them at all sorts of times. And even during the week occasionally you hear them at odd times, but you hear them in the late afternoon and definitely about 6 to 7 at night. Or 6 to 7, I should say. But you hear them at other times too. But if I'm not listening on East Cars in the morning, I've looked at 7168 to see what's there. Actually, an intelligent conversation is going on.
Alright. Yeah, mostly this afternoon what I was just doing is going in between bands and frequencies and seeing how well I was doing. Like I said, the only issue I have is, well, with the 160 meter, I didn't hear anybody, but it tuned up under 2-7, and the only problem that I'm finding right now is 80 meters can't get it below 3-5.
Well, you got to work out the kinks of your system and get that worked out. But I cannot emphasize the benefits of radials on that. And elevated radials are just fine. They can be run off in the bushes. They can be run off in the fence lines. But if they're elevated, you'll get that much better performance. You get like 2 to 4 dB improvement by doing it that way. It's really kind of crazy. Then you need to be resonant, that's the squirrely part. That out for a, on a, vertical omni, like the ubiquitous 3-foot, vertical omni, they elevated the base 5 feet, and if the radial's that high, magic things happen.
Since I, put it up into the tree, it also sagged a little bit, so, to tighten it up a little tomorrow, and that should pull it away from the house a little more. So could be a couple of different things over here, but other than that, I'm very happy with it.
Well, you should be, and thank Willie P. I will thank Willie P. for his efforts for you. Is he an air launcher, or is he a bow and arrow?
Standing across the street in the intersection. Afternoon. First thing he said to me is like, "How well do you know your neighbors? They're not going to call the cops on us, are they?"
Nice. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I'm back. I got a text from Chris, so I was just looking for him. You there? He was out in the intersection playing Fiddlywinks here with a couple hams. Can you imagine that, being in the middle of a busy intersection?
Oh. The question is, was it a air launcher for the for the antenna leader? Was it a non-lethal weapon used to suppress bozos?
I go for the latter, the non-lethal weapon to suppress the bozos.
See, the second you say it, you got all sorts of issues. So go with the air launcher.
The harpoon gun.
Nice.
I'm not behaving tonight.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, be doing all right. Well, I will tell you, I was very impressed with it. In fact, I ordered one, same one that Willie has, because this shot a 2-ounce lead weight well over 60, 70 feet above the tree, and it bounced off my roof and came down.
Oh, his uses a lead ballista? Oh, no, no, no. You, wow. It wasn't a ball or at least a weighted dowel. It was literally a lead weight.
Yes. I responded very calmly to him. If the cops pull up, they'll get out and say, hey, Chris, what are you doing?
Yeah, I can't imagine that going well in my neighborhood.
You think your neighbor might be a little upset if he found a lead weight through his picture window?
Yeah, that's where I'm going with that. Yep. I'm thinking the doggy tennis balls are the best answer.
I think plausible deniability.
Sergeant Schultz, you know nothing.
Yeah, that's why I'm having trouble with the lead weight. I could very easily see someone saying, oh yeah, the purpose of the lead weight was to shatter the window and then retrieve the evidence.
Well, I will say, if you were to load this thing up with the full pressure that it's asking for, I saw the video on it, and it launched well over 100 feet over a tree.
Oh, I'm sure it will. No, no, no. I have one that breaks down in two pieces.
Drop down.
Yeah, I know. I had to complete a thought that now formed at its initiation. Talking with Nancy over something.
Getting directions.
She bragged that I was like a blithering idiot as to how to go through stuff. So, neither here nor there. So anyway, I have one. It's Tony Izzo's original one. It really is only good for about 50, maybe 60 feet. It throws a weighted wood dowel, weight surface, in the eye. It's got the fishing thing going. It works pretty well. In fact, it breaks down into two pieces. It's great. But I haven't used it in a while, actually. I should probably break it out. It's good. It's a little less ornery than some lead fishing.
Excuse me, RJ.
Speaking of less ornery.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys, and I tried tuning in at 764. I get some other people at an adjacent frequency. Can't quite tune them in or out there. You know, get about 6 or 7 S units of static over here. I tried to tune it in there a little bit there, but I can get the SWRs down, no problem. But some adjacent noise there, you know. W2CRJ.
And I reloaded. I'll try that. I'm now a lot further north. I'm in New Milford. Meet you over there, W2TTT. Pete, you'll hear me over your noise, trust me.
So what is a blithering idiot? Where did you get that terminology from? I'm just curious. Where did you hear that before?
Really? Oh, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know where I got it from. But maybe, whatever. Blithering idiot. It's a great phrase, isn't it? Anyway, I'm going to go to 7054.
Blithering idiot is you, asshole.
Hey, give me a little more check. I think you're on frequency.
And 2DXT.
In a second.
W2, go ahead there.
Just come back here a little bit. What was the final score, by the way?
It's still on.
Really? It's 11:30.
36-7, okay. Unless this is a recap. 36-7 from what I see there.
Really, they really put that in. Patriots.
Fourth quarter, 1:13 left.
Suffice it to say, there's a chance of the comeback, I suppose.
Try give us a listen now on Paul and I are on 7164 W2TTP.
Can you repeat that again?
Paul and I are on 7164.
You are on the upper side, right?
Lower side, man.
Lower, rather, I meant. Yeah, okay, I'm on 7164. Okay, I'm done, okay. Let me get back up here.
WJOTT. Alright, and I managed to trash a perfectly good queue, so that wasn't the point. W2TTT.
W2PRJ. Yeah, okay. I'm back.
Yeah, I don't think you were hearing them, and they weren't hearing you, so pointless to try to maintain that. And I did not hear Chris as late as go around. Like, they're playing around, but oh well.
Yeah, I had the noise blanketer on. Is one reason why it was sounding all garbled. It was over the front end there.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Anyway, Paul, you back? KV2N, Paul, are you back? Oh, Mr. Pete, I'm going to skedaddle because in the driveway I have to unload stuff and go inside. Call it a day. I got to get up early. So, hasta yeah. So, mañana. On tomorrow. W2PRJ. UTT.
Yeah, we'll catch you later, and I'll talk to you later on. Yeah, Sean Connery came up with that phrase as far as a lot of years ago, from back in the 60s there. Oh, well, I'll catch you later. W2PRJ.
AB2LA.
There he is. Okay. TTT just signed off.
Yeah, I just had him in my noise.
Same thing, I could barely hear Paul in the noise. Here, but then he's right over next to me, you know, and he's practically on top of me, so he's, you know.
7 1 8 7 8 4 5 5 8 7 to talk to me. 4 7.
Wide. by 20 inches from front to back, and I didn't measure out high. But 28 wide by 20 inches from front to 21 inches from front to back.
See, now that's a good size. You can check that. Where'd you get that, Lowe's?
Home Depot.
Yeah, maybe I'll take a ride over there and take a look at it.
Little drain plug in the front, where if you want to defrost, you know, it doesn't have it. The manual defrost, I had it. I just defrosted it a couple of weeks ago, and over a year and a half, and then I, you know, finally defrosted it. But little drain plug in the front, and you know, no problem there. You know, I'm the plug in up on the inside on the bottom, and undo the plug in the front, and there you go. I defrosted it, dried it out, and started to refill it again in about 2 hours.
All right, yeah. The one I was looking at was a Craftsman, or, you know, Kenmore. Yeah, I mean, it was okay, you know. It's smaller than that one, though. But, it just, the mechanism itself took up a lot of the space inside.
There's a small section on the bottom on the side that's cut out, where I should say, you know, that's, you know, where you can see where the mechanism is. It does take some space out of the freezer, but it's still 5 cubic feet, you know, inside dimensions, you know, regardless. But yeah, it works pretty good. Guess we've had it about 2 years, I guess. A little more than that, a year at the other house. A year here, yeah, at least a year at the other house. It might be 2 to 3 years, but anyway, no problems with it. WRJ.
I had a 20 cube non-commercial, and a 21 cube commercial in my basement. I didn't want to bring them over here because we really didn't have any place to put them. And we'll just put that in Chris's radio room, and I didn't want to.
So I sold them.
Let me get back to this shopping for a second here before it times me out, and then I gotta sign back in again.
All right, give me to an LA.
Did I hear somebody else talking, or was that you?
I have the TV up too high.
Time I look at this list, I keep thinking something else I forgot. Oh well.
Yeah, I know. I do that all the time.
N1LU, I went to that other one you told me to go to. I only get it back at about an S4. That's why I didn't even put it into my memory. Yeah, go to 290.
the Alpine repeater. Signal or report, if you would, please. Much appreciated.
Sorry about that. Yes, you are reaching Alpine.
All right, we're coming from the Old Bridge on the New Jersey shore. And thank you very much.
No problem. First name here is Chris. I'm located actually close to New York City up by the town of Hawthorne, which is close to Palamas.
That's Roger. I know where it is. This is Drake. He's down at Old Bridge. KD2HTZ. How am I coming in as far as quieting?
You are almost full quiet. I do hear a little bit of hash in there, but other than that, audio is clear.
Very good. I do appreciate. I appreciate the comment. Checking out a few of the repeaters before I pack the radio up and move it to a different location.
Oh, very good. Permanently moving or temporarily moving?
I have a couple of the same radios, but I wanted to move one of them over home. The home QTH. So, it's a duplicate, you know? Bird over here, program it to match the others. So, I'm going to shut it down and put the other one back in its place. Appreciate the comeback. So, this is Drake there at Old Bridge, at West 673. KD2HTZ.
All right, Drake. You have a good evening. Nice talking with you. Good moving. KB2.
I wish I knew,
I wonder, your 857 does FM. Do you ever try 10-meter repeaters from your truck while you're driving around town?
No, I haven't done that yet.
You do it. Find the two, you know, that are local, and see if you can get into one of them. That might be another alternative down the road a piece. There's a couple of 10-meter FM radios out there. Linko's got one for sure.
N1LU, KD2BOR. I'm looking at the description of the IC7200 now. It just says HF plus 6 meters. Doesn't say anything. I'm looking up in front of it. I don't see anything about FM, but I could be wrong.
You look at the specs, it'll, like power output and stuff, it'll tell you how much power it puts out on AM, FM, sideband, etc.
Power output is 2 to 100 watts, 40 watts on AM, same as mine. That's all I get out of my Elenco's, 40 watts on AM.
Okay, if it doesn't have a power output for FM, then I don't think it does FM.
No, I don't think so, but I don't really think Willie's too much worried about that.
Yeah, I very rarely use my TS-440 on FM, but I have, and I have used it on the repeaters, and it works well on the repeaters, you know, with the proper antenna. You know, with a horizontal antenna, I don't think you're going to do that good. For the vertical, I get into all three 10-meter repeaters in this area.
Yeah, I've gotten into the 620 from my house already. 640 might be a little tough, but the 620 I've gotten into.
I think there's a 662. That's that guy over in, I think, Queens. He's got a 10-meter repeater. I don't know if it's still up, but I hear he's got a nice system.
Yeah, I gave him an email this morning at his radio, and I also got a text alert on my phone, because when he gave me the tracking number, I went on the internet and got text alerts where the radio was, where it was.
But I know you do it. And it's safe enough, I'll do that the next time I'm waiting for something.
And your item that I ordered is leaving, forget where it is, but it's leaving New York. It took the guy, I don't know, it's because he has it picked up or whatever, but it is in shipment.
Good, yeah. You know, I went online and looked, and it said estimated delivery between November 1st and 6th, I think.
It departed Rochester, New York at 2:03 this morning.
Good, so maybe you'll get it Monday or Tuesday, and then I'll come down the next day to pick it up.
Haven't had any problem with this power supply today. Turned it on this morning and it was working fine. It might have been a glitch or a surge or something like that.
You also said you blew it out too, so maybe it had a lot of dirt on it and it was heating up.
Well, right now it's working perfect, and I've got the old amp in line.
Oh, okay. When do you think you'll get the other one in the car?
Maybe later, or I might wait and just order the power pole connectors first.
Well, yeah, I'd like to see that installation. Take a couple of pictures of it just to give me an idea what to do.
Yeah, once I get that into the car, I can have a hammer mobile. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Wow, I got all the way up to the top of 46. And it's all backed up coming, you know, going to the bridge. But I'm getting off on the ramp for 9W, and that's moving. So there's the first leg of my horrible trip, and that wasn't too bad at all.
Yeah, very good. All right, let me say 73. I got a few things I had to do. I got to walk down the street to my buddy's shop down there and make sure he's going to do an alignment for me on Monday morning. So have a good weekend. And if I don't talk to you, I'll catch you Monday morning. N1LU, KD2BOR.
I'll talk to you later, Ross.